This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by Your Vibes Entertainment. Your Vibes Entertainment is Middle Tennessee's premier hospitality entertainment consulting company. If you or your business are in need of a mobile DJ, group entertainment like trivia, karaoke, or bingo, or you just need a professional MC to help coordinate your event's day of logistics, we have you covered. It's no work and all play when you hire Your Vibes Entertainment. You can trust us to bring top-of-the-line sound equipment, lighting, and a professional attitude to any event you are hosting. If you are interested in boosting your revenue, showcasing your company, or just want to provide high-vibe entertainment for your family, friends, employees, or clients, please contact us on Facebook or Instagram at Your Vibes Entertainment. Shoot us an email at yventertainmentservicesllc@gmail.com or reach out to the owner, Michael, directly at 615-330-3236. Thanks, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends. I think you you do keep me grounded in several kind of ways. So for a lot of people that I talk to, and I make this a known thing, is that my goal every day is for any unsuspecting person is to be either A, the chaos in someone's day, or B, or the order in someone's day. So if someone's day is going bad or less than preferred, I'll attempt to provide some order of just either a nice compliment, or do you need anything, or you are doing a great job. Something like that. Or if someone's day is going well.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's hear it.
This is where I jump in and I'm like, yeah, right. Your day's about to just get a little bit screwy.
You're like, you know? Gru.
Because
Despicable Me. But here we go.
Here we go. But just think about it, though. It's to be able to be riding a wave so high and then just get bumped off, you know, as a surfer or just whatever it may be, to get thrown from like a Richter wave kind of thing. And then get up and have to do it again, or try to get back that high. You've been that high. Now let's just push you off a little bit. Like the bounce back from that, it creates calluses. Not necessarily in a bad kind of way, but like it creates a certain level of grit in your life. You know, like you never know how high things can get until you realize how low they can get.
Sure.
And if you're like on a real,
Is that quote? Hold on. It's better to die with memories than, or better to live with memories than to die with dreams, or some shit.
Always.
That's not the quote.
It's close, but it's always, it's don't die. Well, I'm not saying that this is the quote, but in a similar fashion, don't die with your song in your heart kind of thing, you know?
That was so much more girly than I was going to take it, but that's totally fine.
Same concept.
Sure.
Understandable. Yeah. Sure. Is to just let it out. And
all right, Elsa,
right,
let it go. I swear,
let it go.
And everybody wonders why they end up loving,
that's a good movie, both of them are
Frozen, and our daughter, and I'm not gonna lie, and Sawyer's probably gonna kill me for saying this, do you not remember when he loved Frozen when it first came out and he was like fucking obsessed with it? He loved Frozen. Ooh, he would just be mesmerized by Frozen.
It's a good movie.
He was probably more like the Kristoff of the Frozens than anybody, like, but
it's
still.
It's the right kind of combination.
Oh, sure.
Of like,
and the songs, I mean.
Yeah. It's the right kind of.
They'll be burned into our brains for the rest of our lives because of how many times we've had to listen to it. He's in the box that you made him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean to move it?
No, I think it adds to it, you know? It adds to the story. People who have cats, you know, they love boxes.
He loves the box. He's safe in the box. Mm-hmm.
Our house...
He's not going to stick his head out of the hole you cut him, but he's...
strewn with Amazon boxes. We just place
them... That's a Zappos box.
That is a Zappos box. We just place them in random places in the house, and the cat gets in them and hangs out. Our whole house is pretty much like a cat play place.
No, it's like a cat kid dog play place all the time. Just like big shits comfy everywhere. Couches.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I don't want to mess your shit. Don't worry about it. Seriously, it's already messed up.
Something. Yeah. There's something's
nothing
wrong
to even
it.
Worry about here. We like it that way.
What a wonderful life.
Right.
It is. There's like a 4 trillion chance that we're even here on this earth.
That's
right now.
Mike Petty's almost favorite Christmas movie besides what? National Lampoon's.
What movie?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie.
Like, don't even bring it up because you'll end up watching it with him. And now he's got 2 iPads and like all kinds of TVs, so he'll pull it up on all of them.
Speaking of Christmas movies, as the DDA, we are doing a movie on Main Street. Well, it's not a Main Street. It's in Holland Park. After the parade. This is probably going to come out after. I don't know.
On Center.
Huh?
Center Avenue is where Holland Park is.
Sure. That's where it's at. And it's
no,
gonna,
literally.
And it's going to be that movie... Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Maybe it's that old, like, 50s cartoon movie that's, like, only an hour long that they show with the...
Is it the claymation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's got the... that. What's the bad snow dude? What's his name?
Frosty.
No, it's not the snowman. It's, like, the... He's got a... He's, like, an ice... He's, like, a big walking icicle.
Oh, what is his name? I'm about to Google it. All right,
yeah. But it's that. And so
you want to see if Siri knows? Siri. What's the bad elf? This stupid idiot. Siri, what is the frosty man in Santa Claus Comes to Town? Here's what I found. You know she doesn't know. You know she What's doesn't know.
Like? She sometimes doesn't do what you ask her to do.
You have a Google phone. Don't talk about what Siri knows.
So that's what we're doing. And
oh,
we're getting Moonlit Farms or Moonlit Entertainment to do a blow-up projector screen in Holland Park and going to project the movie. I think it's going to start around 8, and it's like a 52-minute movie.
Winter Warlock.
That's it. That's it.
I repeat, his name is Winter Warlock, and he's climbing the walls now, trying to get the balloon. So.
8 to 9 after the parade, and we, as of tonight, we have 59 people that have signed up for the parade this weekend, and there's a reindeer search going on. So there's, pretty much most of the Main Street businesses have chosen to participate in the Reindeer Blitz, which is Spots Pots has painted several. I think there's 42 or 43 reindeer scattered about Main Street, and there are search cards, check card kind of things that have the businesses, and as soon as you find them in that business, you can check it off. And then there is a $100 raffle for everybody that finished, one person will receive a $100 gift card. How about that?
Oh, you go, Glen Coco.
You go, Glen Coco. Yeah, absolutely.
2 for you. None for you, Gretchen Wieners.
Your surprise party was a good party.
It was a good party. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. I'm so glad you were actually surprised.
I really was. I did know something was up whenever I pulled
like
up.
Right when you got there, I knew like in the trenches, it's so hard to disguise it.
Oh, I bet. But yeah.
Y'all
was
got there a lot
plan.
Earlier I than know. I was expecting.
I know, and the kids were there too, which was the best. I know. I haven't. My phone made a good video of it. I haven't posted it or anything yet because I suck at that kind of stuff. I need to be better about it because it's almost 2022.
Sure.
But hopefully soon enough, our kids will just be doing it for me, so I'll just, like, tag me in it.
Right.
You're we so had to much pull better
Sawyer
at
out of soccer practice for that. It was a big deal.
I know.
You don't know how there much and I was it like, took in logistics behind that.
Yeah. Where are you not in soccer? Because it's your birthday. We didn't have it. I was like, you're fibbing. You did have it, but you came here. I love you so much. You little stink.
What about that love place? Y'all. It's selling.
I know. How crazy.
They close on the 20th.
I know.
It's going to be a big party, though. It's going to be... It'll be a nice transition. And I was told the other day that Chris is going to stay on board for a little bit.
I know. And I'm excited. Yeah, like, yeah. And it's cool that we and Dixon Insurance like helped.
Start them, yeah.
Not start them, but like.
Well, it was a big, like most of Main Street is. Like everybody do, helps everybody. Well,
right. And mm-hmm. do the trivia thing. And
absolutely.
Like
we're just, not just me and Anna Claire, but just Dixon in general and the business owners of Dixon, the environment of business owners, of locally owned businesses, are really invested in just the development of Dixon. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like how much money it can make,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's that always that war of like
sure
rent prices and that's property prices. That's not
like the thing that we're trying to
sure,
do.
Sure, yeah. Most people are just trying to like put a puzzle together. Right. You know, why does it have to be such a struggle right. sometimes?
And when Dixon Insurance was on Main Street, I remember doing like the parades and stuff were downtown, but it wasn't like there were stores. There was like the goalpost. Right. And I think right. it wasn't not the Hallmark store, but it was called something like that downtown where Three Times a Lady is now.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was called. And then the arcade was there with all the different
stuff,
businesses yeah. and stuff there also. But I don't really remember anything past Hodges besides being like Fuzzles and then Nick's Hardware, which was across the railroad tracks across from House of Brews. Right.
The old bank.
Right. Yeah. So there wasn't really anywhere to like hang out or go or buy stuff or like keep you on Main Street after that.
But now, it's really been just in the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The whole picture's coming together, you mm-hmm. know?
Hallelujah.
Everybody gets along and...
Besides Pink Hydrangea. Pink Hydrangea was a store back behind...
The post office.
Yes, and back behind where Pruitt Electric used to be. I don't know yeah, what it is where now. Yeah,
but like on the... Service
it's beside Moon
side.
Draped, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
On the corner that's right true, there center, across. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
That place was crazy.
It's like I the death Karen of Marvin Cody's too. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Those two places. And yeah. the country.
My dad hated hearing club. That word, pink hydrangea. Oh my God.
The country club?
He would, the country club was the best thing ever.
From when I came to Dixon. And just immediately started talking to people and meeting people.
Mm-hmm. There'll never be another country club.
Like some of the initial conversations I had with everybody that I came in contact with had to do something with the country club.
Yeah, my best memories are at the country club. It was the best.
Right? And it was, it's like this, it's almost this biblical, like BCAD type situation with Dixon County.
Yeah.
Is like there was a small...
The dads golfed. The kids got dropped off at the pool. The moms were
like
usually at the pool. Some
bar,
golfed.
Yeah. And there was a bar.
Or some were doing stuff with the older or younger kids. Mm-hmm. And then the other kids were just at the pool. And all the other moms would watch out for them. And the dads would be back and forth in between all the things. And you could order food down there. You could walk up... To the little, it wasn't like a clubhouse down by the pool. It was like a changing room area. There was a phone down there. And all you had to do was like pick it up and it would go to the clubhouse with like the restaurant and stuff. And you could order food or the moms could order drinks or whatever the hell you wanted.
It was just a big community gathering space.
Yeah.
That was comfortable. Yeah.
You couldn't get away with shit. So it's not like they dropped you off and you could get away with shit like kids do now. It was like, no. There was somebody
there the
with eyes
club.
On you and they knew that you knew better. And no, yeah, no. That was not a thing.
That needs to happen again.
Yeah.
But maybe not sure. a country club, but just some kind of situation of...
Well, it's different times
now.
Well,
they're redoing that whole park.
Sure. It's still a beautiful area and stuff. It's just a lot different now.
Well, they're going to put a splash pad there. The trails are great. You know? Sure. Buckner has an amazing frisbee golf course. We need to play frisbee golf sometime.
Yes.
We'll make time for that.
Don't you have a purse?
It's called a man purse? It's called a nutsack. That's what it is. That's what
you
the brand of the bag is. Isn't it so funny?
Can we please get you sponsored by a nutsack
maker? I want to get sponsored by One Wheel. I want to get sponsored by One Wheel. I'll cut this and turn it into an advertisement.
No.
Thanks again to Your Vibes Entertainment for sponsoring this episode. If you're looking to boost your revenue, showcase your company, or just want to provide high-vibe entertainment for your family, friends, employees, or clients, please reach out to them directly on Facebook or Instagram at Your Vibes Entertainment. Shoot them an email at yventertainmentservicesllc@gmail.com or give the owner, Michael, a call directly at 615-330-3236. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.